Welcome to What's Money Got to Do with It? Based on the international best-selling book, where Heather and her co-authors share real-world financial scenarios and give you fresh new tools to help you move through your current financial state into one of abundance, freedom, and peace of mind. And now, here is your host, Heather Andrews.
Thank you for joining our show, everyone. Today, we are talking with Donna Erickson, and we're going to talk a lot about a road traveled in business and how that business changes as you, the entrepreneur's vision changes, and as you evolve in your life. Welcome to the show, Donna. I'm so excited that you are here with us.
Hello, and thank you, Heather. Yes, it's always fun to have a great conversation. So I'm jazzed and I'm ready.
Excellent. And one of the things that I love about you is the fact that you have been an entrepreneur the majority of your adult life, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I stepped into my first business at the age of 21.
Beautiful. And can you just kind of tell us a little bit about how you started there?
So it was, you know, you hear it time and time and time again, you know, your journey brings you where you're supposed to be, and you will be brought to the place that you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there. So I was working for the lady who owned the business, and within a year of working for her, she approached me and asked me to become a partner in the business so that she could take her family. They sold all of their belongings. They sold their home and everything in their home, and they bought themselves a lovely big motorhome, and they toured through the United States for a full year. So she asked me to become her partner so that she could have, you know, the confidence that while she was away on this amazing journey with her family, that she would come home to a business that was still standing. So that's how it began. I had a quarter interest in the company, and I ran things while she was gone. And while she was away, she was on her own journey of discovery and came home and said, you know what, I'm done with this. You know, while I was away and had this beautiful experience with my family, I realized this is not for me anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have this company anymore. Do you want to take it all over completely? Do you want the whole thing? And so, yeah. So, you know, at that age, I just went, okay, yeah, sure. You know, nobody ever told me I couldn't. Nobody ever told me, oh, gee, you better not. You're only 21 and I don't know that you can do this. You know, actually quite the opposite, because I grew up with a mother who always throughout my whole life kept saying to me, my girl, you can do anything you want. And so I heard it enough times, I believed her. So I just said at the age of 21, yeah, absolutely, I'll buy the rest of the business. Let's go. So, yeah. So that's where it started. And I just jumped in with both feet and, you know, I'm just doing what I do. And it just comes. And it's nothing but awesome. You know, I mean, we've all seen the image of business and how, it, you know, it's not a straight line from jumping into a business and boom, you know, oh, angels singing, you're a millionaire. it's that dips and valleys, big dips sometimes, big dips sometimes. Yeah. And then you go up the mountain and you have the mountaintop and everything looks gorgeous. And you think, I've made it, I'm here. Yeah. And then you keep going and then you're back down in the lower dip area again. So it's up, it's down, it's nothing but interesting. As long as you keep your mind open to always learning from others and learning from others who've been there before you, right? Nobody needs to reinvent the wheel in business. There's great people out there doing amazing things. We just need to learn from them.
Right. Exactly. And when we talk a lot about like entrepreneur, you started in one business and then what you're doing now is completely different.
Well, it's the same industry. I've always been in my one industry. I'm in the beauty industry, and I've never left the beauty industry. I've just had different different ways of working within the beauty industry. So this is my own business again, but this time I'm a solopreneur. I work completely by myself.
And do you find that as you've evolved in your business and your business has grown and you've got your name out there, like the story has changed and your role within that has changed? And where I'm going with this is more from a, like, you're still doing the industry of beauty, but you are mentoring a lot of people in that realm as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I am very passionate about education, my own education. I continue to learn because, again, just like you can learn from the business people, I continue to learn from others within my own industry in terms of technical knowledge, in terms of chemistry, cosmetic chemistry, and product knowledge. I continue to learn from others who, you know, are out there doing research and development and formulating and learning new things. In fact, yesterday I was just in Calgary. I took an oncology aesthetics workshop from a lady named Morag Curran, and she's an amazing, amazing soul doing beautiful work. So I feel very grateful to have been able to make that connection with her, and now I'm starting to move and learn in another way. So yeah, absolutely. Education is the reason why I'm here still 35 years later doing the work that I do. And so I love to share. I get just really jazzed when I get to share all the things that I've learned from all these other amazing people and pass it on, because that's what we all should be doing. It doesn't matter what industry you come from. You need to step up at some point and mentor and share, because that's the only way that we'll keep going within all these things that we're learning. You know, we've heard how in many areas of the world, a lot of the farming is disappearing because the young people are leaving those rural areas and going to the big cities because, you know, they think it's better to become, you know, they go to school and then they want to stay in the city and, you know, they think that's the better way to be. But we're losing valuable information that comes from the people that are working the land. And that holds true to any industry. Pick an industry. I've had so many conversations with so many people that, you know, oh, the young people aren't coming into this industry. And, you know, as those of us who are mature and experienced grow older, we're having a hard time finding people to share that with. So it's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And sharing that knowledge and it's almost like leaving the legacy of generations before us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that takes us back to like the power of the story. And, you know, like I know I know that you have just recently published in a book called What's Money Got to Do with It, which is launching today.
Yes.
So congratulations on that, because that has been an absolute ride and a half. But, you know, and so my question for you is, through that story, you know, what made you publish in that book?
So only in the last couple of years on my journey has it been brought to my attention that when you have an opportunity presented to you, that you make a decision and you just go for it, right? You just jump on it. And that's my business coach had always said, you know, I think one of the most important things a business owner needs to be able to do is make a decision and do it. Just make a decision now, go do it. And so when an opportunity presents itself, you jump on it, right? And you just go. There's a reason that it was presented to you. And so that's exactly what happened. I went through one of my connections. They said, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to be in this book compilation about money. And I think that you should do it too. And I paused for, I think, 10, not even 10 seconds. And I said, okay, hook me up. Who do I talk to? And what's it all about? And how do I make this happen? So, and it was just really, really lots of fun. To be able to sit and put out get out of your mind. I'm one of those people, I get a little busy in my own head. And if I don't get it out of my head, whether I share it verbally or, as I discovered, sharing it first on paper, because of course, you know, it's a process. You write your thoughts out by hand. And then for me, it was a painful typing out on the computer into a format that somebody else can read. But then it's very cathartic. It's very healing to be able to see your own journey, because, you know, you live it and you experience it. And we move through life so fast in our culture here. And we do something and then we go, okay, well, that's done. It's like checking off the box on our to-do list. And we keep moving forward to the next thing and the next thing. We never look back and look and see all the things that we've accomplished. So when you do some writing like this, and then you type it out for somebody else to read, and you reread it yourself, you kind of go, oh, that's really cool. Look at all the stuff I've done. So it helps you to, if you need to revisit things that maybe weren't the best choice, you can, it lets you see it from a different space.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I found it to be really, really helpful in moving forward with choices.
And I also find that, like, because I wrote also in this book, and my journey with the money side of entrepreneur, I always say that I could tell you more about the things that I've done wrong in my business than I've done right. and a lot of it, and the premise for this whole book was, I find that my own money story has changed, and how it was completely linked to a self-worth issue.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Our money mindset has to do with everything from definitely our young self, the house that we grew up in, and the family's values around money, the family's attitudes towards money. You know, as little children, we don't know anything. We're here, we have to learn everything. And so you're going to adapt and absorb the values and mindsets of your family, your closest friends, right? Those people that you hang out with as little children, and that becomes your own. And unless you sit back and go, well, hang on, wait a minute here. Is this truly my belief and my value and mindset around money? And that's something that a lot of us have never done, you know, until I went to a workshop around money about 3 years ago now. I didn't realize that my way of thinking about money and scarcity or lack of money was one that came from my family. So, and, you know, and then all the ensuing work to be able to let that go, which that too is very interesting.
Yeah. And it takes us back to, it just takes me back to that whole thing around, like, that power of story, right? And when you talk about, changing that story, that takes work. And I think that that's sometimes the piece that people don't understand, is that there's people out there that can help you change those stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You know, I mean, everybody knows, you know, the stories of, and moving towards being more spiritual and having mantras to say to yourself every day, right? Oh, it's going to be a great day. And it's, I'm ready to receive the money from the universe. Thank you, universe. But moving forward out of your situation and letting go of your story and your mindset when you're in a negative place takes more than just a daily mantra. You have to work with somebody who knows the tools and the techniques to be able to shift your mind, because our mind is our super controller. And, you know, even though we can say a positive mantra first thing in the morning, but if we spend the rest of the day going, oh my God, this is crap and people are stupid and the money's just never, money sucks and money's never going to come to me. you know, the universe hears that more than your one little early morning positive mantra. So yeah, you have to work with the people who have those tools and techniques to be able to help you shift. Because it does take work. You're right. And that's something, I honestly, I think a lot of people aren't 100% prepared for.
Well, and that's the whole thing. Like, I remember being in a transformation weekend, and I literally felt like I had been gutted, quartered, opened, dumped out, and put back together.
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
It was so deeply rooted, so deeply rooted.
Yeah, that work is really exhausting.
It is really exhausting, and it basically goes back to, you know, like, your name of your chapter is, are your beliefs yours or someone else's?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and I love the chapter because you talk about all of the things that, talk about so much of the story around how much you were influenced and things like that. And that to me is just, it takes a lot of time to, and also does your belief, and when you talk about somebody else's belief, like there's what we dealt with our parents, but then when we say, hey, we're opening our own business, people go, oh, are you sure about that? Maybe you should go out and get a 9-to-5 because it's just safer.
Exactly. You know, interestingly enough, I didn't get that response when I was 21 years old and I bought that shop that was already in existence. I didn't hear that from anybody, but as a mature person, when I decided to do this business now, which has been coming up 8 years in August, that 8 years ago is when I was hearing, well, you know, you might be better off to just stay working for the beauty supplier because then you've got a good job and you know for sure how much money you're going to make, you know, because it's going to take a long time to get this going. And do you really want to do that? You know, that whole negative. So it was interesting to me to be hearing that at that later stage. And, you know, me just being me, hearing my mother's words in my head, my girl, you can do anything you want to. So I just went, yep, nope, this is what I want to do again. And I just jumped in and did it. And thank God I have that tenacity, I guess, and that I just keep going. And I know I have a lot to give to the world. And I just get really jazzed when I can, whether it's with my aesthetic clients or when I'm doing mentoring and teaching education. I'm so grateful that I get to do all of these aspects. There's so many things that I get to do, and it's all part and parcel of the same thing, but it's all on these different tracks, and it keeps me excited and energized, and it keeps me interested, which is really important.
Beautiful. And then the other thing too is, I just remember, I love the one quote that you write in your book, and it says, after more than 3 decades in my industry and more than 2 decades of owning my own business, here's what I know. Long-term success with money, both professional and personal, comes down to consistency with daily habits, repetition, and a willingness to be open to learning new skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And sorry. That's okay. I was just going to say, and I think the beautiful part about that is that when we think about, oh, we're 30 years in something, it's like, oh, I know all my skills, but that's not the case.
No, it's not. No. Like I said earlier, right. I'm learning something new within my industry. I'm garnering new skills because nobody's ever you can be at the top of your game. Don't get me wrong. It's not that there aren't times when people aren't at the top of their game, but then it's so easy to let yourself become complacent and just stay there. You know, okay, I've reached the goal. I've reached the end ticker tape of this race. And so I'm just going to sit on my laurels and enjoy, you know, all the accolades and all the good stuff that's here at this point. But what we all need to remember is there's going to be another race. There's more coming. And gosh, we know that technology is changing so fast these days. And with it, absolutely everything in our world is changing in relation to that. You know, everything is moving along with this technology. So you better be able to keep up with it so that you're informed, because people will come to you and say, ask you questions. And I know in my world, people expect me to have the answers. Oh, well, what's this new thing called dermataping? And what's this new thing? And if I don't know, well, I think their trust in me slides just a little bit. So yeah, I've got to keep on top of things.
Absolutely. And then what about, like, I'm just in your, because I'm reading the book as we speak, I just love the lessons that, and, you know, that's one of the things that we're talking about today is just, with every single obstacle that we've learned in our story and on our journey, one of the things that I love is the lessons that we learn. And I know that you talk about integrity in that space. And so can you just give us a little bit of, you know, being integral in a business and how it filters over into personal life too?
Absolutely. You know, what I've learned about myself is that integrity for me is my number one value in life, in my personal life and in my business. And what integrity means to me is that I'm doing my best for everyone around me every day, and that I do what I say I'm going to do. Nothing is more frustrating to me than when somebody says, oh yeah, I can do that for you, or let me get that for you, or we'll connect, and you never hear from them. It's really not cool to me. So I work very, very hard. You know, if I tell you, yes, I will be here at this day, at this time, you darn tootin', I'm going to be there. And there's only something really, really life altering is going to stop me from doing that. You know, when I book a client in my calendar, and they have an appointment time with me, even if something fun comes up, oh, I could take a class that day. Sorry, I can't take the class because I've already pre-booked. I gave my commitment to somebody else before then. And so that's huge to me. That's everything to me. So yeah, integrity is my number one value that I live my life personally as well as my work with. Yeah, mm-hmm. Huge.
And then when we talk about when we talk about the integrity piece, it also comes down to, you know, being integral to goals. And how did you move through, like, as a longtime entrepreneur, setting the goals for yourself and keeping them consistent and growing and showing up every day? Because it's not easy.
No, it is not. You really need to be self-driven. And fortunately, I have been always growing up the way I did, with a mother who worked a lot and was not in the home to guide me. And, you know, so in other words, I got home from school and my mom wasn't there to say, oh, how was your day, honey? And how's your homework? Get your homework done. And do you need help with your homework? No, mom was working. So it was up to me to make sure my homework got done. It was up to me to make sure that the supper got cooked. It was up to me to help my little brother do the same for him. And so, you know, you have to be self-driven. And so I always have been. And making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do. In the first business, I was taught by the previous owner all the daily tasks, you know, the yearly annual tasks, that sort of thing. Now at this stage, having worked with my business coach, she took me to the next level in helping me to see, this is how you determine and set goals of 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, and on and on. And then making sure that you are taking the daily tasks to get yourself to that goal. What I learned, right? And what I didn't know before, okay, yeah, you can have a great goal, but what are the steps that you need to get there to achieve that goal? And so to break it down into small little bits, because a lot of people give themselves a goal, you know, but it's this huge, huge elephant sized goal. And then they get frustrated because they're like, oh God, how am I ever going to reach that goal? It's so big. So then what you do is you work yourself backwards. Well, to get to that goal, what are the steps that I would have needed to do? And you work yourself backwards, and you work it backwards to like daily tasks, small as what do I need to do today that's going to get me to the next step? And you just keep working it. So, you know, be organized, be thoughtful, and just keep it up. And here's the other thing. If you don't do one of your daily goals, if you don't do something that moves you towards the big goal, just because you have a bad time, maybe it's a bad day or a bad week, don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay. We are in a human form that is, you know, fallible, and well, your life is going to sock you in the gut, and you need to take a breath and breathe and take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anybody else and your business is not going to move forward. You know, you can't burn the candle at both ends. We know it, we've heard it, but it is so true. So if you have a rough patch, cut yourself some slack and it's okay. And just take the next step forward and keep going again. What happens to a lot of people is that they have a rough patch and they just stop, you know, and then they don't ever get to where they want to go. And then everything falls apart. So you can pause. It's okay. But just take that next step again after you've paused. That's really, really important.
Beautiful. I love it. And, you know, what about, and when we talk about like failure in that space, what does, I mean, and when, and it goes back to that whole lesson learned. And so just even shifting the failure aspect, it, you know, when you talk about don't beat yourself up, what was one of the best things when you were beating yourself up that you let go and you changed that story and you didn't hang on to that space?
Honestly, I think this is one of the reasons why I've been doing this so long, why I just get up and keep moving. I don't hold on to that stuff. Much to my husband's chagrin, I don't remember things. I don't hold on to them. He always says, you know, you take it in one ear and you let it go out the other, don't you? And I'm like, yep, I don't hang on to it, because I'm one of those people that I don't worry about something unless I need to. You know, I don't sit there and stress over, well, what this could happen, what might happen, what if? I don't do that. I deal with things as they come. And just the same as a challenge, once I've gotten over it, I let it go. I don't revisit it. Because when you revisit what was wrong and bad, then you stay in that wrong and bad. It's important to just let it go. Take the lessons that you need from it and let it go and keep moving forward. So I tend to not remember. my biggest, I guess, challenge and lesson and that sort of thing, the first business, that business that I got into when I was 21 years old, I walked away from it when it was time. I got nothing out of it. No money. I handed it over. I signed it over to a young woman who had been working with me for a number of years. I just wanted out. I was just done. And now it's like, oh, gee whizzikers, you know, I had a really good saleable business there. And because I just wanted it to be over with so fast, I just walked away. So to anybody who has a viable saleable business, I say, don't do that. Do not do that. You know, you put in your blood, sweat, and tears. You deserve to get something for that. You know, the universe and God wants you to have the best in life. It wants you to have everything you desire. So don't ever walk away from it like that. So yeah, that's probably my biggest one.
Wow. That is amazing. And so now that you are a published author and you've got this book out there and you've shared your story with the world, what is next in terms of that space for you?
So again, just more, bring me more. So I've decided, because it was offered so beautifully, to become an educator within the field of oncology aesthetics. So teaching other aestheticians how to care for their cancer patients. It's really important. And unfortunately, with our baby boomers aging, and we've got such a big category, big group of them coming into that time of life when unfortunately there's going to be a lot more cancers going on. And, you know, people just need to feel normal They need help with things. They need to know that there's things they can do to take care of themselves when they're going through these things, because their loved ones and their caregivers they're not always able emotionally and spiritually to help them, because they're in the trenches with them. And so we're their first ability to help them feel better with touch and feel better, helping them to understand what's going on and little things they can do. So I'm going to move towards that, more education, really moving into that arena is what's going to be happening for me there. And I'm doing more writing. It's lots of fun. So, I've been given signs that it's time to tell the fun stories that have happened through the years. You know, those ooey gooey stories that people like to, some people want to see things, and that's why they watch Dr. Pimple Popper on TV. And some people don't want to see it, but they love to hear the stories. So I'm working on writing out those stories and that sort of thing. So who knows what else may come, what other opportunities may show up for me, but I'm ready to receive them and go with them.
Absolutely. And I can't thank you enough for being on our show today. And as you heard it to our listeners, we are launching What's Money Matters Got to Do With It today on Amazon. And so please do go and check it out. And where can people find you, Donna, on social media?
I'm on Facebook, both my personal page, Donna Erickson, as well as my aesthetics company, which is Raven Advanced Aesthetics. And I am on LinkedIn under Donna Erickson.
And yes, and I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about what you do in your city of Edmonton. So if you are in the area, I advise you just go check out Donna. And she is just a guru of longtime entrepreneurship, and just reach out to her and check out her new published book. Her story is amazing, and so many tips for that entrepreneurial longevity. And I thank you to our listeners for joining us today. And thank you again, Donna, for coming on and sharing your wisdom.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Always, like I say, always lots of fun to have a great conversation. Thank you.
And I'm Heather Andrews, helping you reach your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and a resiliency for better relationships, but also a better money story. Until then, go out and live your stellar life.
Now that Heather and her guest have shared a little about some real-world financial scenarios, she invites you to get your very own copy of What's Money Got to Do with It? Visit the Follow It Through Publishing website at www.followitthroughpublishing.com. That's spelled FOLLOWITTHRUPUBLISHING.com. In this book, you will learn that financial success is anything but guaranteed, and that it is even more difficult if you have chosen to follow the entrepreneurial path. You will be given tools to help you focus on your freedom from debt, be grateful for your financial journey toward fiscal empowerment, and how you can forgive yourself for financial mistakes you may have made. Remember, success cannot be judged on your bank account alone. But if you want to create a positive shift in your bank balance, you will need to learn how to change your relationship with money. Do you have a story to share? If you are interested in becoming part of a book compilation, please contact Heather by going to www.followitthroughpublishing.com and clicking Contact. Thank you for listening. For more episodes, please visit the Tenacious Living Network at tlrstation.com.